Section 2, Part B. This is off the top of my head, behind the Iron Veil. Section 2, Part B. So let's get going. So we're back to its core values. We've got choice, which is something you can't define. We've got belief, which is something you can define because it is kind of a thing. And then we've got another core value called wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M. So wisdom's a very important thing to put in your goals. Like, make wisdom the core of your life. So what is wisdom? I mean, like I said, I've listened to philosophers and doctors with PhDs talking about wisdom. They talk for hours and hours, and they never really get it, in my estimation. And I used to totally believe them until I started trying to get my information from the source. And wisdom is different than what people think. Wisdom is, this is the way I describe wisdom, although it's kind of like choice. It's not easily definable. Wisdom is making the best choice in the moment with all the information you know. What you really know is true, making the best choice in this moment. It's like, so wisdom is about making the best choice. And by the best choice, I mean that's going to bring the best long-term results, maybe eternal results, for the moment, for the next hour, for the next eternity. You want to make the best choice possible in this moment. And just get in the habit of that. It's not always easy. But after a while, you just start relaxing and letting go of all your considerations and all your beliefs. And you just go, what's wisdom? What's real wisdom? I used to meditate, and I was taught this technique, and it was a very powerful technique. It was kind of a no-thought technique, but to get to no-thought, you'd pick a word or a topic you wanted to have in your life, and then you'd meditate on that word until you got to no-thought. And that, you know, what did God say? He says, be still and know I am God. Be still and know. So by having no thought, no belief, you're being still, and then you start knowing. And what I used to meditate on for years was wisdom. And I would go, and I really started thinking I knew about wisdom. And then I'd listen to all these, you know, PhDs in psychology and, you know, philosophy and stuff. And then I started listening to a lot of teachers and a lot of, I said, wait a minute, these guys are chasing images. And I go, oh, that must be because I see my faults. I'm chasing images. And so then wisdom took a whole new, deeper turn. And it's still taking a deeper turn. But if you make wisdom, and remember what that definition of wisdom is, making the best choice in this moment for all eternity, the best choice you can possibly make in this moment with what you know. And as the things you know change, your level of wisdom changes. So that's a core element. So what core elements have we got here? Let's see, love, oh, I didn't talk about love yet, wisdom, common sense. Common sense is a lot like wisdom. You know, common sense is, wait a minute, what does all that stuff mean? You know, common, what is common sense? It's kind of like a bear's coming, don't run because they're faster than you. So you got to figure another solution. Maybe bear pepper spray or stay out of bear territory. That's common sense. Be wise, you know, oh, I'm just not going to lock my door as I go down to the store. Even I'm going to just leave the alarm off because chances are you're right. But what if you hit the statistical anomaly at that moment? So wisdom might be to set the alarm. Sometimes wisdom might be not to set the alarm. Sometimes common sense and wisdom are the same. I think they revolve in the same territory. And actually, I'm not going to claim that I know that much about common sense and wisdom. Are any differences, but I do know both of them are very good things to put in your forefront when you make goals. So that's what we're really talking about, is when you're making goals here, you want core values, common sense, wisdom. You want to choose the very best thing you can choose. That is wisdom. You want to realize that choice isn't something you can define or put in a box. But you know, there's another thing about choice I didn't mention. Other people have talked about, you know, these courses where you bring things out of reality, like The Secret and stuff like that. And I like their stuff, but they've got some serious errors. They say you've got to think good to choose good. That's not true. You can be doing the most horrible things and all of a sudden choose God or choose something really wise, and all of a sudden things happen. Or you can be doing really good stuff and choose something bad, thinking really good stuff and choose something bad, because choice isn't controlled by your thoughts. Your choices control your thoughts. And that's the part the secret missed. They got this kind of, you know, inescapable illusion. You always got to be thinking good. Always got to be thinking good. Oh, don't think anything bad. Oh, and that's, it's kind of like they're stuck in an illusion, in my estimation. Now, I might be wrong, but I did that stuff for a long time, and all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, postulate, a choice can override all that stuff in a millisecond. So it doesn't matter if you've been thinking really bad. All you have to do is get down and say, no, see the, oh, that's my belief. Well, that's a belief. It's not even real. Boom, it's gone. And you don't have to, there's nothing to do. There's nothing to, like, discipline yourself to keep thinking good things all the time. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But the people who do it, they're kind of like obsessive compulsive. I don't know what they're doing. They're afraid if they don't think a good thing, they're going to choose something bad. Anyway, I do like a lot of what they do in The Secret, but there's some stuff that I think they could improve on. And I think the big thing they could improve on is about Jesus and God. But, you know, they can't do that because that's politically incorrect, which sounds like an image that people have believed. Anyway, so let's get back to core values and issues now. Love is something I'm going to talk about in a separate thing because it's probably one of the best things you can put in your goals. So when you're making your goals, your business goals, your life goals, put wisdom, put common sense, put truth, put goodness, treating people with love and respect in those goals. That you're going to do good. You're going to make the wisest choice in your goals. And I really want to steer you away from making, I'm not saying money's not a, you can make money, all the money you want, but don't make that the primary goal. Making money and having money is a goal. You're in deep doo-doo if you do that. Like you're in deep doo-doo if you make, oh, fame, I got to be power. I want people to pay attention to me. Oh, I'm going to be a movie star. I want to be in front of everybody. Oh, I'm only happy when I'm. So you're in deep doo-doo in money and fame and power. Oh, I'm going to get behind the scenes and I'm going to control the world. Give me all your, if I can control the money, I can do whatever I want. I can make people slaves. And power, 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 mafia power. You know, political power, the deep doo-doo, because karma, remember, it's wisdom to study karma. You do reap what you sow. And if you're putting people in slavery and you're doing horrible things and you're, you know, murdering people to get more power, more money, and more fame, you're in deep doo-doo. And there's a way out, but if you're addicted to those things, you're in deep doo-doo. But it's okay. I know people, I know a couple of billionaires. I know one billionaire who's got the best heart, just a really good heart, and he's a billionaire. So it's not that you can't have, and he has great stuff, great family, great things. But I also know and avoid some people with serious money who are control freaks, power freaks. Being a control freak is not a good thing to do, in my estimation, because it's coming from a deep insecurity. When you got to control everything and everyone, you can't let things be what they are. Pretty soon you're out there trying to control God, you know. It's a sad place to be. It's kind of like that power thing with a bad spin on it. So anyway, if you find yourself, and I have found myself, I'm not speaking out of observation. I'm speaking out of personal experience. When power, money, and greed, and control, and fame, I never got too much into fame, but maybe I never thought I was good enough. But fame, money, control, if those are your real primaries, you really need to stop right now and start meditating on wisdom. So with that, I'm going to leave it. So I want you to start setting some primary goals, especially, here's the key what we're going to do. You set a primary goal, a really good one, and then you don't go trying to figure out how to make that. You start looking at beliefs that are stopping that, Because I almost guarantee you, and this comes from thousands of hours using voice tone biofeedback, what's stopping you from making your goal, and I'm assuming it's a good one, not power, not fame, not money, but, you know, going to have a great thing that really helps a lot of people and make a fortune doing it. That's not a bad goal. So there's something stopping you, and it's something that you believe that is transparent to you, and that's not 100% of the time, but it's almost 100% of the time. So you're believing something, you're holding it as a truth. It's not a truth, it's something you believe, and as soon as you spot it, boom, it just, you don't have to discipline yourself not to do it anymore. It's just gone. It just disappears. It's, oh, that's a belief. It has no more oomph. It falls to the background. So that's what this core of this book is about. That in a core, that's what the core is. Spotting beliefs that are transparent to you as beliefs. And once they're gone, they're gone. So again, you set this really high, lofty goal. And I recommend you also set a phase of that that's hard to get, and then one that's very gettable. Like one's impossible, the really big, I'm going to make $38 million by the end of the year. Then one that, oh, maybe I could make $1 million if I really worked at it. And the other one says, well, maybe if I only make $4,000 a month, that'd be good. So your brain will fluctuate. It'll jump from one goal to the other. And if you have them all three, what I found is sometimes, and you let them be, and you start looking for the beliefs that are stopping those goals from going at every level, you know, when it comes up, why am I not doing this? Oh, I believe I want to rather watch TV than go talk to people. Well, why would I do that? Oh, I'm afraid of people. Oh, and then that belief is all of a sudden diminished. And then you find out, why am I afraid of people? And go, oh, because they, da-da-da. And I'll, boom, it's gone. And then you're, all of a sudden, you're the $38 million goal comes true. A lot of times faster than the easy-to-do goal. Now, that's an important point. Why would a very hard, almost impossible goal come together faster than, say, an easy goal or a hard goal? And I think the reason is you just don't have so many thoughts about it. You just look at it and go, oh, that's impossible. But then you'll find the thing that was stopping it was the thing that was stopping your real simple goal. So all of a sudden you've got the clear postulate and no stops, and boom, the $38 million comes in. I've seen that more times than I see that very, very often. But if you get stuck on it, then you'll get stuck and it'll never happen. So just forget about this statement. So anyway, it's about you making your goals the wise way and making wisdom one of your goals, and including goals that bring you only good things and bring good things to others. And the fastest way to get there is you set the goal, and instead of looking for all the ways to do it, all the secret ways over and over and over, meditation, tapes, okay, what you do is you find out, what's stopping this? What belief? What am I believing that's true, that's just a belief, that I have a non-truth as a truth because of my choice to put my belief on it? What transparent belief am I not seeing? Something that I run so often, I don't even see it. It's just a part of my reality. It's just a part of my truth, except it's not true. What belief am I looking for? Does that all make sense? You believe something that's not true. So it's kind of like, oh, and that's stopping me. My brother beat me and told me I was worthless and I'd never make anything of myself. So I can't make anything of myself. Oh, well, that's just a belief. You don't have to go out and try anymore. All of a sudden, the next day, you start making $100,000 a month. Now, that's not an illusion. That's a personal reality I've had. And I've watched other people have personal realities like that. One little belief is like a roadblock that unlooses maybe all your freedom. And then we can start going for the really big stuff, the really cool stuff, the what is choice? Ooh, that's a good one to go after. But first, let's start with just a nice big belief, hard to do, but like an easy one, a hard to do one, and an impossible one, and work out them all simultaneously. And then start looking for the stops, the beliefs that are stopping them. That's enough for this course here. So we will go, this is the second session. We'll go on to something else the next session. I think that's going to be love. So that's it. Your homework, set three goals, one impossible, one attainable with work, and one very easy. all the same kind of goals, then start looking for the beliefs, the hidden, transparent beliefs that are stopping those. And then we'll go on. Again, we're going on to love.